All right, let's
start.
As people are continuing to walk over, we're missing a couple of members of our praise band tonight. Jimena is not well and is ill, and so we'll remember her in prayer request tonight. And then John is in South America. Didn't think he'd make it on time and back.
Yeah.
So, 5 in the morning. We're going to begin tonight with a song that Ted wrote. I have it listed on the bulletin as special music, but we're all going to learn it tonight. So if you'll stand with me. He's played it once before, but as we get to know the tune and the rhythm, we can all join in.
He had compassion for the lost. He surrendered to the cross. Now I want to walk. He never makes a sinful choice. He listened only to his father's voice. I wanna walk like that. I wanna walk like that. On the way that straight end of the sense of love in my soul. My feet are left or right. Always stay the head on my life. Wherever I'm in, he loved and never looked back.
Let everything back. Thank you. I listen to this radio preacher in the mornings when I take the kids to Mother's Day out, and this theme this week has been about commitment in your walk with God, and I think this song fits in very well with what God is asking us to do, to seek Him and to learn to walk in His way. To do just that. You promise to lead us all of our days. All we have to do is take that step. All we have to do is seek You, to learn from You, to be the, to strive to be the kind of people You would want us to be. It's hard and it's tough, and You never say it will be easy. Help us and guide us and give us the strength to walk in Your way.
To the land.
be seated. Do we have prayer requests before we begin this? What is your mom's name? Thank you. What is her last name?
Paul.
Okay, Jenny. Thank you, Skylar, and welcome, Jerry, to our Wednesday night. What was the first name? Thatcher has been diagnosed with asthma, so we're hoping he had an asthma attack Sunday night, scared us, but they're hoping that it's right now it's not severe, so we're just praying that he will outgrow that. And and then Jamie's grandfather Bobby Gross is in the hospital with a staph infection, and he's around 71, 72. Tommy? Like Tommy's Vicky? that what he just came and told you? Are there others? If you'll stand with me, and if you'll stretch across the pews and grab hands with the people in the pews closest to you. No, you don't have to make a circle. I just wanted everyone. This is fine. This is fine. Brother John Hyde, will you lead us in a prayer for our prayer request? Please remain standing.
Thank you. the word. I hear you talking, I don't hear you singing. Come on.
And the Lord has the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be the dark as a cloud. The trees shall be burned and the roots shall be bent. Even so, he did well in my soul. He did well in my soul. He did well, he did well in my soul.
He's definitely well, even though you are talking. Nothing can break my own spirit in praising God. But it's a little bit upsetting, I want to tell the truth. When I hear people talking instead of worshiping, I'm sorry.
There's no need for you to apologize, though. Let us be seated. Our speaker tonight is Nolan Hatfield, and Nolan, we talked sometime at the end of last semester. I kind of refer to it as semester, so anyway, last semester, and said, "Well, I want to speak." Well, all the spots were taken. I said, "Well, we'll get you in January," and I think he kind of forgot about that. But I didn't forget, so I came to him and I said, "You want to speak?" He said, "Sure." So, but I know that God has laid a message on his heart, and we welcome that message for him to speak through Nolan.
My message is on giving up, and I think we should open up with prayer. Lord, thank you for all these wonderful people in here, and thank you for giving me this message, and hopefully it'll touch some people, and amen. Drummers aren't good speakers, so this will be good. We're always told not to give up by this culture, but of course, this culture is of earth, and God is not. So, don't give up in certain things, but when it comes to sin, you should give it up. It's bad. And we all do things that wouldn't necessarily be considered a sin or really that bad, but if we're not representing Christ or bringing other people to Christ, then we probably shouldn't do it. And we have to give it up. If it's something that's really important, even if it's something that you truly love, and it doesn't, if it's not doing anything for yourself as a Christian, but it's an earthly thing, try to get rid of it, because it's bad. And as a Christian, we should honor God in everything we do, so that people will look at us and see an example of Christ through us, and a light shining in the darkness. And if there's anything in your life that ranks higher than God, and if it's not your, like, your relationship with Jesus Christ should be the number one thing in your life. And there's something that's better, like, higher up in your life than that. Just give me that too. And I'll be reading something from Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. And Jesus was in the temple, and he saw some people giving I can't even think of what it is. It's bad. It's freaking it up. He was in the temple, and some people putting money in a jar. And so, this is what it is. It says, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were. Offerings, that's it. were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of poverty, kept putting everything, all she had to live on. So, in other words, the rich people weren't giving up anything really that important. Like, they had more stuff. But she gave in everything to God. And so, if you give up something that doesn't really matter to you, that you don't really care about much, you're not really giving anything up. So, if you give up everything to God, He's going to bless you. So, do that. And we have to give up what? Like, everything to God so that we can live for Him. And, like, right then, like, if it says give it up then, because later you'll regret it. And you'll be like, I should have given it up. So, anything that makes you sin, or anything that's higher than God, or anything that's unworthy of Christ, give it up. And we'll read one more thing from Scripture. And it's Matthew 4, 18 through 20. And it's about Jesus calling his disciples, and right then they gave up everything, right there. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. And I think they pried in. Pretty well because they were all killed. But I think once they got killed, they probably had it pretty good, and they gave it all up to God. And they were blessed by going hanging out. And so I guess if you feel like you have anything in your life that's not bringing glory to God, then you need to give it up. Give it up.
Just tell me. Ask Nolan if he minded if I added something. Do you ever have those weeks where you have these themes just thrown at you? It's like everywhere you turn, someone's talking about this or someone's talking about that, and it's like, gosh, why can't I get away from this? I feel that's God's way of speaking to us through different people in different modes. I mentioned earlier between one of the songs about this radio preacher that I listened to, and I've talked about him before. Some of you may, and I think his name is maybe James McDowell or John McDowell or McDonald. I don't know. I really don't pay attention to that. But again, I listen to him in the mornings, and this week his messages have been on commitment. And walking the path that God would have us walk. And so when Nolan came up here and talked about giving it all up, that hit with me. And it's something that we say, okay, we're going to give 100% to Christ. Well, saying it and doing it are two totally different things. And I don't know, but God's laid that on my heart this week. And when we say we're going to give 100% to Christ, Nikki, we need to give 100% to Christ. 100%. It's not we're going to give a little when we can fit it in. It's being totally open to God and saying, God, I give it to you. I give it to you. And once we give 100% to Christ, and then the next thing that we give 100% to is our family. And we say, you know what? God, I'm going to give 100% to you, and then I give 100% to my family. Because without God, without giving your 100% to God, and God being 100% involved, how can you keep your family or your whatever it is together? And that has really just the theme that has stuck with me all week. Tonight, how can we give more to God? Because, let me tell you, is there anyone in this room that says, you know what, I am giving 100%. There's no way that I can give any more to God than I have already given Him. Is there anyone in this room that can say that? There's not one of us. How can we give 100% to our Lord? Now, some of us may be at 1%. Some of us may be at 50. Some of us may be at 90 or 99. But as we close our service and we have a few more songs to sing, as we are singing, or as you're meditating and not talking to those around you, how can we give 100% to God? What does that mean? How can we break through all those other ties that have us down and give God what God deserves? We can all say, you know what, I'm busy, I've got this, I've got that, but we wouldn't have any of it without God. And God does not get the glory and the honor and the praise that He deserves. How can we give 100%? How can we give all we have like the widow gave all she had? Let us sing. Please stand with me. No way we can give it. Let's sing our praise. Your song. Thank you for the truth. tonight, let us glorify our God. Request tonight was for our country, and not to get too political, but our primaries are Tuesday, and as we close with prayer tonight, let us pray for our country. If you will please bow your heads with me. God, our leaders are human. We give them the authority to make decisions for the world, but they are just human beings, just like us. Make them wise, God. Make them honest and kind. Give them courage. They make choices that none of us would ever want to make. Please guide them. Be their example. Show them that all things work together for good for those who love you. We want to show the world that love is stronger than hate, that belief in you is stronger than indifference towards you, that light is stronger than darkness. Fill our leaders with wisdom, God. Place a reassuring hand on their shoulders when they make decisions. Let them see with clear eyes. Let them listen with open minds and hearts. Give them strength. Give us all strength. Amen. As we leave tonight, continue to think, how much are you giving to God? And when I say giving, I'm not just talking about your money, but your time and your talent, your love, your devotion. But think, how much am I giving? Am I giving 100%? And what can I do to give 100%? Next week is Ash Wednesday, and we will have John Hyden will be bringing our message. Reverend John Hyden will be bringing our message, and we will also be doing the traditional Ash Wednesday service. You're dismissed. Can I see those going on the mission trip just real quick?
Hey, be sure you let them know who's good.